So, also, I'm shy, so that's why I want to keep my mask on. I am. So, I am kind of like the poster child of the adult that would end up on the back of a milk carton. I do crazy things. I travel by myself, and there could be some guy says, "Come on, I'll take you," and I'll go. So I was in Italy, and I met this Australian guy, and we kind of like, after we left each other, we kind of chatted back and forth, and we decided he was going to take me to my first live rugby match. So I was going to Australia, and we had planned it all out months in advance, and he paid for the plane tickets from Sydney to Brisbane. I paid for the hotel, and we did something with the tickets I don't even remember. So I get to the airport, and I go up to check in, and everything's cool. And I was like, "Has he arrived yet?" And no, he hadn't arrived. So it got closer and closer to, we're going to get on the plane and go. And I'm back and forth with my friend who lives in Australia. And I said, "Should I go? He's not here. Should I go?" And she says, "Well, I wouldn't. Do you know what's going on with him?" And to make the story cohesive, he is in the military. And he told me right before we were leaving that he was going out for maneuvers on a base where the service for your cell phone doesn't work very well. And so he probably couldn't get text messages and he wouldn't get phone calls. So I went with that. And she said, "No, I wouldn't go, but I'm not you. You would just go." So I thought about it and I was like, "Well, it gotta be me, all the time." So I got on the plane and sat there waiting for eventually he'd be running down, the jetway and board the plane. Well, he never got on. But there was another guy sitting next to me, so I started talking to him. I told him the story. Told him the story. I didn't shag this guy. And I didn't even go out with him. He was married. But he said, he gave me, says, "Well, if he doesn't come, here are some places you should go after, the match, and you'll probably meet some people there. So, all is not lost." So I get there and I wait around and I, go to the front desk. Has he said anything? Has he called or, nothing. I make my way to the match. I see my first live rugby match in Brisbane. It was the Waratahs and I don't know who else, but it was definitely the Waratahs. And so after the match, I go to this area where there's lots of bars, and it stays open till like 4 in the morning. And I walk into the bar that has AC, so it was really hot, and I was like, "I need me some AC." Walk into the bar, and there's a speed dating thing going on. So I'm kind of watching that whole thing, and it looks interesting. I wasn't invited, I don't live there. So after it breaks up, I see these two guys sitting at the table. One's really tall, looks like, is it Bull or Mole from, what is it, Night Court? Yeah, Bull. Right, so it looks like him. And then the other guy, I didn't actually even remember what he looked like, but he was smaller or whatever. So I went over and just joined their table. Start talking to him, told him the whole story about what was going on, like that I was up there and I don't know where the guy is, but I'm here. So Bull and I hit it off. And so we hang out all night, and then it's time to, go home, go to bed, do something. So he takes me back to the hotel, and I say to him, I said, "Look, I haven't heard from this guy all day, but maybe he's in the room." Because, I mean, he had all his information on the reservation, so he could be in the room. So this is what we're going to have to do. I'm going to go up, like the virgin that I am. And if he's there, then I got to kind of like, work it out. Because I don't know, maybe he shot off a toe, doing maneuvers or something. I don't know what happened. So I said, "But if he's not there, I will come down immediately." I came down immediately. He wasn't there. So we spent the next 3 days together. Like, he took me all around Brisbane, showed me around and everything. So I'm going like, why didn't this guy stand me up? Like, there was just actually no reason to do that. So I go back. Finally, I got to go back to Sydney where my friend is, who told me she wouldn't go. And I go to check in at the airport because he's bought the airline tickets. And they're like, we don't have a reservation for you. And I was like, no reservation, no return? Like, was he trying to kill me? Like, he was going to bring me up there and, like, do some weird stuff to me or something? And, like, I don't know, he shot off his toe and couldn't get up there to kill me? So they looked at the reservation and they said, well, it looks like he canceled both back ends of the reservation. So I told her the whole story. You know, I had this great, like, you know, agent for Qantas. And I told him the whole story, and he just looked at me, and he said, wow. But you know what? He still has an open ticket that he didn't use to go to Brisbane. How about we turn that around, and we'll use that to get you back to Sydney? So that all worked out. Finally, I get back to Sydney, and I was like, I don't know what happened, but I had a really great time. And that dude is going to meet me here for another rugby match in a couple of months. So she says, my friend says, only you could actually do that. Like, you went on a whim, and you still met some guy, and you had a great time, but that's you. So a couple months later, I finally get in touch with the guy, because I'm really scared that something happened to him. Like, he, I don't know, shot off a toe, shot off the whole foot. Like, something happened to him. So I get in touch with him, and I think his name was Andrew or something, and he says, I met a girl. I was like, okay, so, but we had these plans, and why wouldn't you let me know? You know, we didn't have to shag. You know, you could have bought a ticket for her, she could have came too. You didn't just have to get another room. But that's my story. That is all.